Morning Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I'm going to support this, Commissioner Berry, but it's hard for me to support 20 turf fields when there's not one multi-use field in District 2.
Well, it's not in District 5 either, for what it's worth, but...
Well, but I know you're supportive of it. It's a Commissioner May's district, but I know you butt up to it. But I got it. You're supportive of it.
I'm not going to get in y'all's argument.
It's like you taking...
You got more people in your district than I got.
No, it's a lot of money. I mean, $25 million, and I can't even get $200,000. So I just... It's sad, man, but...
Again, these are different pots of money. Tourism development tax money, TDT money, is different from CRA money, is different from general revenue, is different from Escambia Children's Trust money. But the point Mike Kohler is making is we're putting $25 million into turf onto 9 Mile and the John R. Jones facility. And we've talked about this some. We talked about it with Ashley Hoffberg. We've talked about it with many of you who have coached. And, you know, John, you have a long history of coaching. And the general consensus among the listeners, and I don't pretend to know much about this, but my takeaway is, what are we doing? Like, this is not the best way to spend this money. $25 million is a lot of money, and we're spending it on the hopes that we can generate tourism by having tournaments come here.
And you're just a regular person, not in the,
I'm not
you
in
know,
the thing.
The coaching
yeah.
that hasn't been a part of it, and yet you're saying
it. Well,
that's
so
a lot of money.
I thought the price tag was enormous when I first heard this.
It's
crazy. And so, you know, if you'd came to me and told me it was a $5 million project, I could see that. I mean,
yeah.
That seems reasonable. $25 million just to put turf on some existing functioning fields, which I have now learned have terrible drainage
mm-hmm.
and parking problems and lighting issues. I guess they put some money into lighting recently.
And the scoreboards.
But, you know, and the scoreboards yeah. and, you know, it's a problematic facility. But the turf is not the answer. It's all of that other stuff that's the answer. And if they fixed all of that, it wouldn't matter much because we have non-turf grass fields in Santa Rosa that host big tournaments all the time
oh, yes.
at the Parafield.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, back to the conversation at the Escambia County Commission. Steve Stroberger, that's District 1.
I at first was kind of hesitant about 20 fields, but I understand the ROI will be good. I agree. I agree with that. And there won't be anything like this in the area with this many, right? We'll be very, very, very competitive. There just won't be any place else with this kind of capacity. I like that. I would have liked to see Lumen at the mullet toss, though, at least, if this is for him.
Well, it's right on the border between 5 and 3, but anyway, I mean, they had some fun because mullet toss had happened the week before.
I've never grabbed a mullet to throw. I mean, I've grabbed many of them to eat, and I like them filleted and in nuggets. So, I mean, if you get those, I'd be happy to have them. But I do have a question, Commissioner Berry. I mean, obviously, you know, we're going to support the project, but what about the Miracle League? Will that still be included, or is it just the John R. Jones fields?
Well, what is that? I don't even know what the Miracle
it's
League is.
It's for the children with disabilities who play baseball on 9 Mile Road.
Okay, I don't want to lean on this too much, but I was surprised Mike Kohler didn't know what the Miracle League was. Now, you look, I always want to praise people when they don't know a thing to admit they don't know a thing. I thought everybody kind of knew what the Miracle League was, you know, and so that's the disabled kids facility that is there to, you know, let all, or, I mean, there's all kinds of elements to this, but it's a cool, I mean, it's a really cool program, and that has turf, right? That's already artificial turf. So Lumen's just making sure that's going to kind of stay, and of course, it is going to stay. Anyway, Ashley Hoffberger.
I'm excited to support this as well because it does diversify our tourism economy. So it adds another spoke in the wheel of everything that makes Escambia County great. And it's great to have a win for the community and the economy, so I'm happy to support it for that. I also want to be clear that we're all aware that we have the bonding capacity of about $100 million from the LOST. This is taking $25 million, so we have $75 million left for the Bay Center. Just want to be upfront that we all are aware of that, but excited to support this project. Thank you.
So that's another dimension here, is we have $100 million that we can bond against, and we have been talking for... Since before I moved here, I've been here 11 years. We've been talking for more than a decade, at least, about what needs to be done at the Bay Center. And we have not come to a conclusion yet. I mean, we're in the, maybe we'll get there with a study by the city and the joint partnership between the counties. We'll see. But we're just going to up and spend $25 million on this odd scheme in the course of about a month of it having any public scrutiny. I mean, they pitched it to the TDC. The county's parks department pitched it to the TDC. The TDC said yes, conflicted vote, 5-3, if I remember correctly. And then it comes back to the county, and the county commissioner's like, oh, yeah, $25 million, no problem. Here we go. What?
You firmly believe it'll expand outside local stuff to the tourism in the regional area?
Absolutely.
Mike Weaver is the parks director.
Absolutely.
I read that, and I thought the same thing, but I think it's good to have that on record since it's coming out of TDC money, and I think it will too. But I just, that's the whole mission here, right?
There's going to be a lot of competition, but I'm pretty confident that Pensacola Beach and the tourism here is, no offense to Dothan, Alabama, but those towns alike, but I'm pretty sure we can compete very well against those competition.
Okay, I buy that. I buy that people would rather come here than Dothan if they have the choice. But do we need to spend $25 million to get them to come here? What was so frustrating to me about this whole thing was it was an all or nothing, eat the whole cake or nothing. There was no proposal for half the fields. Ashley Hoffer actually asked about that in the TDC meeting and then didn't ask subsequently. There was no, well, what would it cost to just renovate the fields and make them to be in better condition? There was, like, it was this or nothing fast. And I thought, this just, it's weird. And I'll be honest, I ran the math. At least a little. They didn't do a Haas Center study. Why wouldn't you do a Haas Center? Even the cursory look that they can do. You're going to spend $25 million. You're not even going to ask your local economic development experts about what they think the ROI could be. Just take the sales pitch presentation on the PowerPoint. This is super weird. And I'll tell you what I found with the math in just a second. John Pickens has Traffic on the Fives.
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Still rolling accident-free right now. Starting to see a little bit of a backup on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, just right around the Highway 29 exit there. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, John. Okay, I am not an economic development expert, and I may have made math mistakes. But going on the materials presented to the county commission, what I was able to figure out is if you take their best case scenario, like every week, 50 weeks out of the year, we're pulling 80 teams that are currently not coming here at all. And they're renting hotel rooms and they're buying meals and they're spinning off local option sales tax and they're spinning off TDT, right? We're having every single weekend booked an 80-team tournament at the new fields. My math says that the revenue from that is going to be about $1.4 million total maximum per year. $750,000 in TDT money, which according to their own numbers, like the numbers in their presentation, that's what it would work out as, and about $650,000 in local option sales tax money, $1.4 million a year. Net revenue to the county. What's the cost of the proposal? If we bond it, as they're planning to do, 10-year is $3.3 million a year. 15-year is $2.5 million a year, and 20-year is $2.1 million. Meaning, just from a strictly spend and make perspective from the county, and I know there are more factors than that because, you know, this is going to produce economic activity in the community, let's say, but the county is not going to make money on this deal. They are going to lose money, even if the best-case scenario manifests somewhere between $2 and $1.5 million a year. My math doesn't math. That's why I want the Haas Center to look at this. You guys tell me. You're the experts in this. You know, you tell me. I mean, you're going to spend $25 million. You can't pony up a couple thousand dollars to pay the Haas Center to do an actual study? What is going on here? It's John, what am I missing?
No, you are totally spot on point on.
Okay.
I just don't get it.
I mean, for somebody says for $25 million they could have started a turf grass management program at UWF and maintained extremely nice grass fields at NEP.
Oh yes.
Let's see. Somebody here says, I'm helping coach now and had kid there for several years. The opinion is split at the ballpark. Many are worried the travel teams will take over completely and push out the locals, which about 1,000 kids play there every year.
Right. Okay. And that's kind of a thing when we want to practice and there's games going on there.
You won't have access. You'll have less access.
We won't have access to the field.
It'll stop being a county.
For a rec ball
it'll
coach.
Stop being a county park and start being a moneymaker, or a money loser. Somebody says, I would like to see a concert place like the Wharf in Alabama rather than this.
Probably the Bay Center.
Bay Center, I think, is what they meant. Yeah. Let's see. Why aren't they paying some paying a couple hundred thousand to some group like the Haas to do an evaluation? And it's not that expensive. Haas Center stuff is not very expensive to have them do it. That's what I thought is, you know, the Haas Center. So, I have nothing but questions. I don't understand this proposal. The more I ask, the less it makes sense. The more I think about it, the less it makes sense. And then if somebody brings up what's the warranty, you're going to have to replace it in 15 or 20 years anyway. If you take a 20-year loan, you know, like just, again, lots of questions. And I'm willing to be wrong. Just show me or have somebody do some independent analysis. If we're going to bond a quarter of our total capacity, $25 million, in a month's time, as opposed to spending a decade debating what to do with the Bay Center. Anyway, that's my thought. I'm going to leave it alone. We'll come back to it when I have more information. 720 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you have any kind of a construction project, you build things for a living, whether you're a contractor or you're a developer or you're just somebody like me who, you know, every once in a while you have to do home repairs, Pensacola Hardware. So the thing about them is they always have the best stuff. I mean, their whole idea is high quality, right? Good quality, right? Because cheaper is not always better, right? If you have to replace the thing that's half the price, but you know, one third of the time, you didn't really get ahead, right? Well, in Pensacola Hardware, they want you to get the good stuff that works right, and they're going to help you understand it, especially if you're a contractor. They are your commercial construction supply business. The warehouse is here. They can do special orders for your specified products if you need to. They speak your language. They can solve your problems. They understand the codes and the inspectors and all of that. They are really the professionals when it comes to construction and contracting supply. Talk to Jimmy, Martin, Mansfield, and tell me I'm wrong. In fact, go in there and say, Andrew always talks about you. What can you do for me? They'll tell you. Right downtown since 1851, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, Pensacola Harbor, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola for 174 years.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
To all the moms out there, we want to wish you a terrific Mother's Day today. Without you, none of us would be here. On this day and all year long, we appreciate the matriarchs of our families. We appreciate you for the meals that you prepare, the wisdom that you provide, and most importantly, the love that you display in so many different ways. Moms, we honor you today, and we recognize that your service to our family is a wonderful ministry of sacrifice. Moms, thank you for teaching your children to obey. Thank you for building confident children. And most importantly, to the Christian moms, thank you for teaching your children in accordance with Deuteronomy 6 to love God with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. We love you. Have a wonderful Mother's Day.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Ocean Man, take me by the hand, lead me to the land that you understand. Ocean Man, the voyage to the corner of the globe is a real trip. Ocean Man.
Good morning, News Radio 723 here on News Radio 923. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Good to have you with us. Just one real quick follow-up before we get too far away from it. The county commission did vote 5-0 to pass this. John asked me the question in the break, could they undo it? Yeah. Because they don't even have a contractor yet. There's no RFP or anything like there's no, it's not done in that sense. So, yes, there's still time to fix this if it is a mistake, and I do think that it is. Anyway, Dave Greenwood is our Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. He always joins us on a Friday to preview beach conditions for the weekend. Dave, welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Andrew. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday. What are we looking at this weekend? We got some maybe storms tomorrow, right? Maybe today even.
Yeah, well, that's what it looks like. The predictions forecast is with current risks, you can increase Saturday and Sunday. We've got the red flags flying, and we'll have all our beaches staffed, I'm happy to say.
Outstanding. Kids are getting off school. You have higher access to them because they're available now, right?
Yeah, our staff's availability has increased because school is, the school has let out for the summer. Well, I say school, I mean in general the colleges.
Right. Now, I always forget. I don't know why. I talk to you every week, and I still forget. You guys are going to be doing Gulf Islands. That concern has gone away. And when does that start?
Next Friday, the 16th.
We'll
be talking to you on the 16th, and I'll tell you we'll have lifeguards at Opal, Johnson, and Langdon Beach.
Outstanding. And Perdido Key is Memorial Day?
Correct.
Very good.
You are correct. Memorial Day.
Outstanding. Anything else we need to know this weekend?
Weeks from today.
Anything else we need to know for the weekend, Dave?
Well, when thunder roars, go indoors. You know, be careful. Be aware of the weather because, you know, we'll have spotty thunder showers in some areas.
Very good reminder. Well, Dave Greenwood, he is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, you know, as always, I appreciate what you do. I appreciate that you make the beach safe for me and my family and our visitors. Keep up the great work, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
Okay, Andrew, have a great weekend. I'll talk to you next Friday.
Yes, sir. 725 News Radio 92.3, John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Well, we're still rolling accident-free right now. There's no delays to hamper your way in this morning, except if you're on I-10 between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone. I'm seeing about a 5 to 7 minute delay, but traffic is moving. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, you know, one of the things I recommend, and it's kind of funny because listening to Christina Leavenworth do pep talk the other day, and, you know, she's always talking about how she loves to meet people, loves to talk with people, loves to give them perspective. And it caused me to kind of have a reevaluation of how you would use a realtor. Because what I had always basically thought is you make a decision to buy a house and then you go find a realtor. And listening to her and thinking about my relationship with her and how great she is, I thought, you know, really, you should involve the realtor before you make the decision because they can help you make a good decision. It might not be time to buy or sell. It might be later. You might need more money. What you really want to accomplish, you can't quite do yet or really, no, now is the right time. But let them help you make a good decision so that you don't get committed to a bad course of action. And then you're trying to find an expert to help you do a bad thing. Let them help you do a good thing and figure it out. She and her folks at Leavenworth Realty sold 165 homes last year, 175 the year before that. They sell four homes every single week. Give her a call. Ask her questions even before you know what you want to do. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. We got a bunch of texts here coming in on the whole question of the turf fields. Somebody says, follow the money. Who's getting rich off this? I don't know, and I'm an answer for that. Do they realize on a tournament, if you've got that many teams coming in, you're going to play a game on a Friday, usually then you're going to get your standings and you're going to play those games. Standings into Saturday and Sunday, you're going to have the championship where the winners play the winners. Where's the time to go to the beach? Fair, yeah. Somebody says, how long is the warranty on the turf? I bet you that it's shorter than the amount of time for the financing. Somebody says every sports complex promises to make money with every major football team and baseball team has never returned the money back to the community. It's never been a good investment. Somebody says, and if we're sacrificing access to an existing field for the locals in order to create a moneymaker that's going to bring out-of-towners in, and it's going to, if my math is right, lose money, you've both lost money and lost an amenity. I mean, Mike, just give me another option. Give me some contrast and ask the Haas Center to do a study. Let's see. Somebody says, thank you for challenging the ROI message presentation on the ball fields. I agree with you. The math doesn't math. Okay. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, getting some reaction from folks in Chicago after Pope Leo the 14th was announced yesterday. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson calling it one of the biggest moments in their city's history. Illinois GOP leader John Curran saying congratulations to the South Side's own Cardinal on becoming Pope. More than 50 white South Africans have been granted refugee status by the U.S. According to the NPR, these refugees are mainly descendants of Dutch colonizers and are expected to land in the U.S. by Monday. It would be the first group of Africans to be resettled into the U.S. after President Trump signed the executive order in February. And one of the new Pope's brothers says apparently he's a White Sox fan. John Prevost says his younger brother was always a fan of the South Side team. Of course, that seems like every story I come across is Pope related today.
Yeah, no, it's huge news.
Yeah,
I mean, legitimately, nobody thought there'd be an American Pope, and the reason is simple, because it elevates the country of origin, and the United States is already the global superpower. So there's long been this concern that having an American Pope would be sort of too much concentration of authority, influence. Would an American Pope have special influence on the president or vice versa or any of that? But going back to like JFK, and it's actually been said about him that apparently he's more of a global Pope than he is an American Pope, even though he grew up in Chicago, because he's, he speaks all these languages. He was in Peru for a long time. He was in the Vatican for a long time. So, yeah, I think if you polled 1,000 American Catholics and asked them, did you ever think there'd be an American Pope in your lifetime? I think 1,000 of them would say no. John, agree?
I confirm with you 100%.
I think that's true. So it's an amazing day. And to have it happen in such short time in just two or three votes, I mean, good for the Catholics.
I'm CJ Papa. Pope Leo XIV will be formally installed as Pope at a Mass on May 18th, his first general audience May 21st, that from the Vatican, and earlier today.
I invite you to recognize the marvels that the Lord has done, the blessings that the Lord continues to pour out upon all of us.
His first Mass as Pope in front of the Cardinals. Fox's Alex Hogan in Vatican City.
He was appointed as cardinal in 2023. The new pope does not believe in the ordainment of women. He supported a declaration by the late Pope Francis to permit blessings for same-sex couples. He has called on the church to take greater action against climate change.
President Trump indicates he's in favor of lowering the 145% tariff on Chinese goods, posting on Truth Social earlier, 80% tariff on China seems right, up to Scott B. That's Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 73 degrees. It is cloudy this morning. Controversial UWF Board of Trustees member Adam Kissel remains a sitting member of that board despite the Florida Senate taking no action on his confirmation last month. Kissel reportedly will serve until at least 45 days after the legislative session, which is extended now as lawmakers continue working on a state budget. The PNJ reached out to State Senator Don Gates, who said Kissel could even potentially be reappointed for another year by Governor DeSantis. Kissel was one of five people appointed to the UWF board by the governor in January. Only two were confirmed by the Senate, Paul Bailey and Chris Young. Kissel's affiliation with the Heritage Foundation and stances on the privatization of public universities and the GI Bill proved to be controversial topics during his confirmation hearings. The governor also appointed another Heritage Foundation member, Zach Smith, to the UWF board this week. Smith also serves on the PSC board and reportedly will serve on both of those. Pensacola kicking off a new initiative aimed at increasing access to child care.
This initiative is our city's investment into our children of this community.
Mayor D.C. Reeves there, he made the announcement yesterday. The city hoping to increase the availability, quality, and affordability of health care. They start with a child care summit on May 28th. Nearly 40 experts will be at that. They'll be discussing issues and solutions. The goal is to increase the number of child care centers in the city and help existing providers to expand their services. Mayor Reeves said the city has hired a full-time employee specifically for that initiative. Well, this weekend is the annual Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive. You can put food by your mailbox. Your mail carrier will pick it up as they make their rounds.
So Saturday it's incredibly important food drive for us. Last year it brought in about 80,000 pounds.
Okay.
The year before that, about 90,000 pounds. So we are seeing, unfortunately, a decrease in food donations. It's not surprising, given the price of food.
That's Dee Dee Flaunlacker with Man of Food Pantries, and she says they'll have volunteers at the post office to help sort out donations as they come in. She says this is an opportunity to make a real difference here in our community. They're looking for canned goods, vegetables, tuna or chicken, fruit, and, of course, peanut butter, always an item in high demand at the Mana Food Pantries. Flaunlacker says Mana gives out more than 55,000 pounds of food to those in need in our community, and that is every single month. Well, South Florida reportedly gaining ground against New York in the battle to win over America's millionaires. New Wealthiest Cities report for 2025 found that both West Palm Beach and Miami have now surpassed New York City as the world's fastest growing wealth hub. West Palm saw a 112% increase in millionaire growth over the last decade. Miami had a 94% increase. New York fell much shorter at about 40%. It's 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at our traffic on the fives, it's John Pickens.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone, seeing about a 7 to 9 minute delay. Also, let's see here, Highway 29 southbound, if you're headed toward 9 Mile Road, seeing about a 5 to 7 minute delay associated with that. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing some showers and thunderstorms, especially as you go later throughout the day today. About a 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 78. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 65. For Saturday, 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 79. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 65. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thanks, Brooke. Cloudy, 73 right now. Our next news at 8 o'clock and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. President Trump said in a social media post this morning that an 80% tariff on Chinese goods seems right ahead of key trade talks this weekend. An 80% levy would be a sharp reduction from the 145% tariff currently facing many Chinese goods. Data analytics and artificial intelligence software firm Palantir has joined the top 10 largest U.S. technology companies by market cap. The stock rose about 8%, lifting the company's valuation to $281 billion, surpassing Salesforce, which is 10 times bigger in terms of revenue. President Trump said that 10% will be the floor for his tariffs on imports from other countries that seek trade agreements with the U.S. He said, quote, some will be much higher because they want massive trade surpluses, and in many cases, they didn't treat us right. And that's what Trump told supporters at the White House. Futures are slightly higher. Thursday, the Dow Industrials gained 254, the NASDAQ up 189. That's Your Money Now.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman. Brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at George Stone Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stefan? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
House leadership convened on the last day of session a hearing on a task force for property tax with 37 members, including some of the most liberal Democrats who do not want to give you property tax relief in the entire state of Florida. You don't convene a 37-person committee if you're trying to get something done. You convene a 37-person committee if you're trying to smother it in the crib. They're trying to kill any chance of property tax relief by doing this committee.
I know when I set out to smother something in the crib, I want to get 37 people to come with me to do it. Like, what is happening? I don't understand the language that the governor is using these days. And I say this again, I am a big supporter. I have been a big supporter. I like Governor DeSantis. I voted for him for president in the presidential preference primary, and then he lost, and so I voted for Trump in the actual presidential election. But he was the guy, and I was eager to have him. But this fight between him and the House over sales tax cuts or property tax cuts, and you know they're incompetent, and they're allying with liberals, and they're just a bunch of open borders wussies or whatever. I mean, it's like his language use has gotten completely out of control. It's smothering the crib. So, and pay attention as I'm going through this, because there will be certain inflammatory words, or in philosophy we call them, you know, poisoning the well is kind of the fallacy, which is when you use terminology which brings too much emotion into it and it starts to make it impossible to have a good conversation. And you saw this in this discussion the other day.
They want to do an across-the-board 0.25 cents reduction in the state sales tax. Now, what would that mean for you? The average Floridian would save a whopping $47 if they were to do it. But what would it also do? It would relieve the burden on Canadian tourists, visitors. We had 142 million visitors. I want them to pay more and you as Floridians to pay less. Why are we proposing a tax break for non-Florida residents, for foreigners?
Those furry, fuzzy foreigners, you know, we got to get rid of them, those Canadian infidels. And I only highlight that because he's going to come back to that so many times. Now, in general, I actually agree with him. One of the great advantages of sales tax as a form of government revenue is that it's paid by the visitors. And since we have such a robust tourism economy, good. It's good to have them come here and pay. Just like tourism development tax, it's good to have them stay here and pay bed tax money. That's good. So if it were an either or, I would agree with him. I don't think it has to be an either or. I think you can do sales tax relief now and do property tax relief when we get a good recommendation of how to replace that revenue for the counties and the cities who depend upon it. And I don't think you have to, you know, always keep blaming the fuzzy foreigners.
Are not going to kneecap. I've never seen anything be proposed that has so little buy-in. People are not clamoring to give Canadian tourists a tax break. So
Canadians,
we need to have a Florida first tax policy here. And that means standing up for our own people before we're standing up for the tourists and the foreigners. And I look forward to working with the Senate and relevant House members to have a good Florida first tax package. But I can tell you, any Florida last tax package is going to be dead on arrival. We are not going to kneecap our ability to provide you property tax relief just so we can give a little bit of a benefit to Canadian tourists. That is not going to happen. So you can take that.
Canadian, foreigner, tourist. He doesn't say infidel, but it'd be funny if he did. And kneecap. That's his new phrase, kneecap. Everything is kneecapping. Kneecapping is kind of a violent thing. Like, it's super. But that's his go-to phrase. And, you know, I don't know that we need to bring Tonya Harding into all of this. But, okay. I mean, he seriously, like, many times uses that expression.
Doing some of these tangents that's going to kneecap our ability to do that is not the right way to go forward.
Don't kneecap people and stop benefiting the Canadians.
You had a choice, property tax relief or one quarter of one penny in sales tax. Who would choose property tax relief?
There you go.
Who would choose one quarter of one penny? Anybody?
There are no Canadians.
We don't have
in
any Canadians here? Come on. All right, well, that was unanimous.
I mean, it really got to be weird.
The sales tax reduction simply gives more money, as has been referenced, to Canadians, Canadian tourists, and people, snowbirds, who come here and then leave.
How? I almost wish it were a drinking game. Drink every time somebody says Canadians.
It's also the case that having money that is not being frittered away to help the Canadians on the margin, all of that in future years, that revenue that we get from the tourists and the non-residents, that can go help with a property tax transition.
Now listen, the fact that somebody repeatedly says something doesn't and engages it even in inflammatory language, like with the kneecap and the smother the child, or I mean, anyway, that doesn't make it wrong. Okay, that doesn't make it wrong. But it does make you suspicious, which is how you should approach it when people use, you know, poisoning the well type inflammatory language. So again, I think the answer here is, which we talked about this last hour with Alex Andrade in quite a bit of depth, if you want to listen on the podcast page that you can listen on an interview. I think the answer is you do the sales tax cut now. You give people some relief. I think it's not 47 like he says. I think it's a little more like 100 or a little bit. But okay, it's not a lot. Okay, it's something, but it's not a lot. And then get a referendum on the ballot, and we can get rid of property taxes for homestead, okay? And, you know, honestly, there's a lot of other taxes that need to be cleaned up as well. A business rental tax. There's all kinds of weird taxes in Florida that harm businesses in particular. Anyway, if we can find a way to raise that revenue without making it so that people don't own their land and their property, that would be great. I mean, what a wonderful ad for Florida. Come to Florida, the only state where you don't pay an income tax and you get to own your house. Because you don't own your house. Like, I don't own a house. I mean, I own a house, but I don't own a house. I have, and I've been kind of saying it this way all day, but I have a billion-year lease on my house. I can keep it as long as I want it, as long as I pay my property taxes. And if I don't for 3 years in a row, guess what? Somebody else will have it. It's a lease. It's not ownership. It's not fee simple. Well, it says fee simple. Yeah, saying a thing of what it is is not the same. Anyway, so I want to do the sales tax relief now, about a $3 billion price tag. Cut the budget, cut the income. That's good. Don't force it on the counties because, you know, forcing on the counties doesn't help anything. That doesn't really solve the issue of shrinking the bloat. But also, go for the property tax cut later. You'll have to do that in the Constitution, so we'll have to have an amendment. And then we can have a reasonable conversation about how to replace that revenue because it's counties and cities that are going to suffer the most from cutting it. So, anyway, but you know, this is a long-term conversation. And I know that we are in a kindergarten mud flinging contest right now, and it's ugly. I'd love to see governance be done. 747 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic for us. John?
Mud at best.
Mud at best, yeah.
I love it. No accidents to report to you right now. If you are on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone, you're experiencing about a 7 to 9 minute delay, but the good news is traffic is rolling just slowly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
By the way, just one quick follow-up note on this whole conversation is, I didn't play all the clips for you because I can only play so much each time, right? But the attack on local government, like they are bloating their budgets and they're taking your money and they're not spending your money wisely. And even if we cut sales tax, they'll just come in and replace it with an increase in their own sales tax. Well, that takes time, sir, and it wouldn't happen like that quickly. And by the way, local governments are struggling to make ends meet because of inflation, because of wage increases, because we have to keep our sheriff's deputies and our EMS and our fire and everybody and our building inspectors. We have to keep people from going to other counties where they get paid more. And because the price of everything has gone up so much, They have to make more in order to be able to live here. I mean, these are problems that everybody's dealing with. It hasn't gotten easier. So this notion, he actually said, let me see if I can grab the clip, because I was dumbfounded that he would say this one. Let me see if I've got it here. It was, here. This was, I could not believe the governor said this.
Most of these budgets, if you just went back to 2019, 2020 levels, you wouldn't miss a beat on a lot of this stuff. I mean, you really could get the job done.
What? Pre-COVID? You want counties and cities to go back to pre-COVID funding levels in a current environment where, I mean, at the very least, we have the minimum wage has gone up, but where you understand people are having to be paid a lot more just to do the same basic work for all kinds of reasons, and everything is more expensive. Like, what universe is that in? I don't want to speak on behalf of any particular person, but I guarantee you all of your local city manager, city administrator, county administrator, legislators, city council, county commissioners, they all heard that comment and fell off their chair. Go back to 2019. Well, which services do you want us to cut? Right? I mean, I don't get it. It's just weird time. And I say this as a person who loves the governor, admires the governor, and thinks he's done generally a very, very good job, but it seems like he always wants to put the pain on the locals and take all the benefit for the state, and that's not fair at all. 750 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up this summer, you want to have a beautiful lawn? Now, like, we're really getting into the tight window where you want to call NSEC and have them come look at your lawn, figure out what it needs, get that, you know, soil assessment, figure out what amendments you need for your particular lawn and your particular problems that you have. That free lawn analysis will then come with an estimate. You can decide what you want to do. Eight treatments across the year. You get nutrient applications. You know, they're going to come in with the pre-emergent weed control, broadleaf and grassy weed control, insect control, fungicide, all of that stuff to make sure that you get a beautiful lawn in a couple of months. It won't happen right away. It'll take a little bit of time. Sign up to get today. Get $100 off your first lawn application with any new annual lawn program. That includes all the things I was talking about and lime treatment on an average size lawn. They also have, they'll do landscaping if you want. Of course, they do pest control as well. Whatever services you need, they can do it at NSEC, ENSEC.net.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates, now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates, leave the numbers to the experts.
At Pensacola Christian Academy, your child will thrive in a safe, caring environment designed to build a solid foundation. Kindergartners become confident readers, develop fine motor skills through cursive writing, and sharpen problem-solving skills with engaging hands-on learning. Experience the affordable excellence and unmatched value of Pensacola Christian Academy. Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh. feel I may have startled you, John.
You woke me up.
I was just like, hello, in my headphones.
I just wasn't expecting Johnny Weissmuller in my ear right there. Nobody expects Johnny Weissmuller in your ear. 753 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. People are dying over the Canadian and the kneecap and then, you know, the DeSantis bingo drink.
I mean, man, we'd had a great day.
If you drank every time, he just said snowbird, foreigner, Canadian, kneecap. Somebody else says, I just don't think that casting himself as Nancy Kerrigan is the role he wants. Y'all are killing me. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
President Trump is reportedly thinking about raising income taxes on wealthy Americans. Several media outlets reporting that he's considering a tax hike to help pay for the larger tax breaks he enacted in 2017, which are set to expire next year. The budget package currently being debated in Congress would extend those tax breaks. NYPD has arrested pro-Palestinian protesters in Brooklyn one day after similar protests at Columbia University. Protest group set up camp yesterday at Brooklyn College. By 5 p.m., social media live streams showed 50 to 100 officers clashing with those protesters. Unofficial reports say about 8 people were arrested. And the Trump administration calling for a massive investment in U.S. air traffic control systems. Yesterday, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said he's planning to ask Congress to grant upfront appropriations for all money needed to update technology and equipment, which he said would be a 3 to 4 year long effort.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 7:55 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Let's see here. We've got one accident that just happened just a couple of minutes ago. It's at Detroit Boulevard and Mayflower Avenue, basically Highway 29 in Detroit. The road.
I love the way you say that. Detroit. Go on.
Detroit Boulevard. The road is blocked there, so just be aware of that.
I'm from Detroit, right?
No.
I was born in Pontiac, yeah. I grew up with Lions, Pistons, Tigers.
Right, in the car factories.
Yeah, that's right.
Sorry. Okay, flashback. Let's see here. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. We're seeing some minor delays there, about 5 to 7 minutes. But traffic is flowing. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
It was actually a little crisis of identity because
I
grew Chicago. Up, you know, MGO Blue, and then we moved to Chicago, and I went to school at the University of Illinois, which is, you know.
Yes, I do.
You have to change some things when you do that. All right, 7:56 on News Radio 92.3. speaking of baseball, the Pope is a Cubs fan from Chicago? No. White Sox.
Southside.
Good one. Good one, sir. I appreciate that. That would have been, oh, okay, look, I'm a Cardinals fan, okay? So I can, I can say this. Cubs fans would have been insufferable if he had been a Cubs fan. Insufferable. It's bad enough already that he's from Chicago for Cubs fans, but there's a little bit of time because listen, I'm doing a minor diatribe here. Cubs fans are the only fans who, no matter where they go to watch baseball, they always show up in Cubs unis and jerseys and Cubs hats.
Oh my goodness. You are so right.
If you go to watch a game in Seattle, the Mariners are playing. Yeah. The Mariners are playing the Rangers. If there's a Cubs fan there, I guarantee he's wearing a Cubs hat and a Cubs jersey.
I'm like, you're at the wrong game, bro.
Yes. It's always. There's every game you go to, and I've been to, 10 or 15 stadiums in my life. Every game you go to, there's the two colors of the two teams that are playing, and then there's the Cubs fans.
And then I'm the guy that goes, dude, you're at the wrong game.
Exactly.
I know, man.
And I know they view it as a badge of honor, and that's fine. They're special. 7:57 on News Radio to take your term that you always like to use. Just a small note on the Pope. I thought this was interesting. You know, I'm always doing research, learning things. The first 1,000 years of the Catholic Church, popes did not take different names. That started in the second millennium. And as I was reading about it, I guess the history here is it was German popes who didn't want to be perceived as drawing the history and tradition and identity away from Rome towards German names. So they took Italian sounding names in order to blend in, to, accommodate, basically to, what's the word when people immigrate here and they adapt to the culture. All of a sudden I just can't think of it. There's a word for that. Anyway. And then now actually the idea of picking names based on signaling your like prerogatives, your direction, what you want to do with your papacy. That's actually something that only started in the last like 70 years or so. So that's like the third millennium of tradition, I guess, is to pick names that fit your ideology more. So interesting. Hey, if you are thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has a fantastic selection of good quality used cars, 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 years young, you know, great quality cars, A-conditioned cars, cars you can count on, cars they will warranty to 10 years or 100,000 miles because they're only selling you good quality cars. And one of the things about them is just having a lot of cars all in one place. You know, if you go shopping at different places, you have to go here and go there and go there. And then after about the fifth place and the fifth new salesman you got to meet and explain your whole life story to and do whatever, it's exhausting. And then you can't remember what anything is anymore. It's all in one place at Frontier. So you meet one person and then you drive six cars and you can go and redrive one if you want to. I mean, that's certainly allowable, but that gives you a lot of options. If they have what you want, buy it. If they don't have what you want, send them to go look for it. They go shopping for people all the time. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. 437-1620. You can always text me with any questions or comments that you have. That's, you know, including somebody says no one cares about your personal history, Andrew. And then he followed up with LOL. Give me my momentary digressions. I appreciate it. Oh, the Transgressor service is next. Would Brother Andrew dare cancel the Catholic Church? Listen.